All right. Well, welcome to Gamers with Coffee, another community edition with your superstars, Clint. I'm mentioning him first because last time I got mentioned first. And then Greg. Everyone not superstars?
Sure. Well, okay. Well,
I drank enough coffee today. I should be. Okay.
You'd just be seeing stars at that point.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think I can collect those if I buy enough drinks.
That's true.
I'm not sure people know what I'm talking about where I buy my coffee, but we'll leave it at that. So
yeah.
We were going to chit-chat about, what do you call them? We can't call them classic because we're not old yet, but retro games?
They're classic.
Well, yeah.
It's better than just saying they're old.
Well, okay, so in all fairness,
old school. We're going to go with old school. Clint, let's do that.
Clint, I finally got Clint to upgrade. He now owns a ColecoVision.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
No.
I think other podcasts have proved that wrong already.
Yeah. Oh, right. Well, we're just going with this. We're here to have fun. This is fun. Right?
Right.
So the older games. The one thing we were talking about earlier is you had to have some skill. You could forget the graphics. They weren't good. But you could play, and they had play quality.
Yeah.
A lot of, not all of them, but just a case in point. My boys, I broke my old Atari 2600 out, put in Asteroids, and gave them a joystick. And the first thing they did is look at me and go, what is this? What kind of controller is this? I said a high-tech one, right? Here's the object. Just stay alive. They literally couldn't do it and gave up. They said it was too hard. Yet, they're one of the top, they're in top groups doing, the newer first-person shooters and stuff. So, hopefully it's not too loud. It's awful hot, you guys. So,
yeah.
We have the windows down somewhat.
Trying to cut some of it down.
Yeah. But, don't you think? I mean, some of them had...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I played Ataris. I played the stand-up stuff. I played it. I grew up with it. I was born with it. That's what I learned to play.
Yeah.
Side-scroller type games were never my thing. I didn't hate them. I mean, because I didn't mind playing Joust.
Pac-Man
was kind of fun.
What about, like, Zelda? When it first came out, the original Zelda?
Yeah, see, never played Zelda.
Oh.
Not the original. Let me rephrase that. I've only ever played one of the Zeldas. It was good.
Oh, Clint, you missed out.
Don't get me wrong. I played one of the Zeldas, and it was the Super NES version. I don't remember which one it was, but it was good. I enjoyed it. I did play Final Fantasy. One of them. My big thing was the Neo Geo. Was the
the Neo Geo? I remember that. Yep.
Was the RPG stuff? So Wise Book 1 and 2.
Yeah.
The original Wild Arms, which was Nintendo at that time.
Well, there was quite a few games actually that led the way to others. I mean,
yeah.
Look at multiplayer today. I remember Super Nintendo. It was James Bond, right?
Yeah.
Multiplayer then was you and your family or friends or whatever. You could split screen it to four. Now, you can't tell me they don't have technology to do that like we discussed before.
Yeah.
But you could do this. I remember when they have LAN parties, and I think they still do in some of the shops. You still see those setups. But, so it was an interesting time because now gaming is like, I don't know, the push from the publishers for money, wanting everybody to have a copy instead of you and then your friends playing, see?
Yeah.
Has basically kind of... There's all these people just sitting by themselves in their house.
Yep.
Or apartment or room or whatever. Then you get on a headset and you hope people are talking, and I've found over the last several years, they're not even in the lobbies to call you names or do anything out. They're just quiet. Like,
yeah.
They're just not engaged in anything, whether it's trash talk or anything else.
Yeah, or helping, hindering. I do still see that a little bit with World of Tanks, depending on the groups.
Well, because you have a big tank and you push people off cliffs.
Yeah, well, they deserve that.
So,
yeah.
Well, so then you're going
to
get...
Don't park in front of me trying to be a you-know-what.
Yeah, save the day. Just push them off the cliff.
I mean, if I'm on the cliff sniping with this giant tank, there's a reason I'm doing that. And I'm sorry your buddies are on the other team. Don't pull that.
Oh, yeah. And don't you hate that when they try to boost like that? They're trying to help just, their friends and sabotage you.
It is. Yeah, I got to admit, it is interesting to sit in that T95 on a hill, put the brakes on, and watch three or four tanks try to shove you off that hill, and it ain't happening. And they can ram you on the side. It doesn't shake your tank. They can bounce off you all they want. And then the idiot that gets in front of you, let off the brake for a second, push him off, put the brake back on. He goes on down the hill. You know what else? The nice thing when they changed the dynamics in World of Tanks, when you fell on them, it took them out.
Oh, so you could just roll forward. Oh, obviously.
And I did a couple times. I'm like, okay, I'll just drop down on you. And he was done. But you obviously didn't care anyway. You were too busy trying to bolster your buddy on the other side, which didn't make the game fun.
Well, and unfortunately, you have that in all the games. But some of the older games were just, I don't know. I like the newer games. The graphics are good. But you can have the best graphics and the best frame rates. And like I've said before, your eyes don't see it 60 frames a second. They see it 30. Your eyes will never see 4K, ever. So you're not ever going to see what they say they can put out because you can't.
Yeah.
So it's not about the graphics. It's about the gameplay. It better be engaging, fun.
Yep.
And get you going, because otherwise it could be a pretty game that's just a dud.
Hence the love of the Fallout world, even with Fallout 1 and 2. So I'm about story mode in games now. Stories. There has to be a story aspect for me in most cases. And I do tend to gravitate toward first-person shooters anyway, because...
Yeah, but most of those have campaigns that you can play through to give you a background story on
it's some still
of the
a story. There's a little development. You've got non-player characters you interact with. Fallout was great with its story mode, even when you were just kind of doing a look down on top of everybody type thing. Diablo was great for that. You know, I was never a giant Diablo fan, but when I did play it, I got to admit, I had a lot of fun with it. It had a great story arc and everything else. There was a lot to Diablo 1 and 2. Now, I've not played any version since. Devil May Cry was a great one. They had a good story mode and a lot of fun play. The GameCube had one of my all-time favorite horror games of all ever, because I don't play horror games, and I'm not... I know this is going to make a lot of people gasp when I say this. I'm not a big Resident Evil fan. I just never liked the series. I was never impressed with it. But Eternal Darkness... Sandy's Requiem for the GameCube.
Yeah.
So that was one of the first horror games that included stereo. Do you know what happened with the stereo? You better not had a 4-channel sound system and don't play it at 4 in the morning.
Because it'll scare you, huh?
Well, what it does is, as your sanity meter gets lower, things in the game change. So it had a great dynamic. So does the sound. So it's 3 a.m. I've been playing for 6 hours. And... the two back speakers all of a sudden start talking to me, but it's not part of the gameplay. And I realize real quick that sound is coming from the back speakers, not the front speakers.
And you realize that's
and
like,
I was like,
you weren't crazy.
Holy, because my sanity was a little off there. And I'm like, yeah, I've been playing this too long. It's late. And I'm not only am I hearing things, but it's actually doing it. And it's brilliant. It made the game so much fun because you'd have... and to tell you how the sanity meter worked on that one, because you're already in a spooky mansion, because in, you know, Maryland, because why would you not have a horror game set in a spooky mansion in Maryland?
Why not?
Yeah, why not? But as your sanity meter got lower, as your sanity level dropped, you'd see weird things. There'd be flashes. Like, at one point, and this was VCR technology was prevalent at this time, because I'm mentioning GameCube. There was a cutscene that happened that I had to actually reload the game and record the game on the video cassette because I couldn't see what the cutscene was. It happened so fast. You were investigating the bathroom in the house, the one bathroom in the house, and there was this flashy cutscene thing that happened in the tub. So we assumed it was a body, but we couldn't tell because it just happened so quick. So when I went back and replayed it on the videotape, it was your character dead in the bathtub, all cut up and bloody.
Oh, no.
So...
and how many people didn't do that?
Yeah,
they didn't know what it was.
But, so I had to back that up. But you would walk down the hallway and you'd hear voices. People would knock at doors. That was common. But there'd be, like, pictures and statues on the wall. And you wouldn't think about it, but if you stopped next to the one statue, it would turn and look at you.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy, though.
But if your sanity meter was high, it was just a statue, nothing.
And oh, so it played to the more really your did. Sanity to yeah. Drive, the more you questioned your sanity.
Yep. And you didn't have really an opportunity to rest, but it was not a linear game either because you played through your ancestors as well, kind of like, oh my gosh, Assassin's Creed does.
Oh, where you okay, play where back. You're going through.
So what you do is the book that you're going through is actually walking you through the chapters of the book because it's a history reference of this haunting, of this event that's going on, and you can gain some magical abilities, and later on in the game, you can actually start controlling the monsters because there are parts where there are traps that you can't get through. So what you do is you possess a monster and then send him through the trap, shreds him, and then you can go through. So it's brilliant. The game was just awesome, and I tell you, you know, when you get video games that have a story that you can tell later on down the year, years down the road, like this one. So there was one where I was playing this Franciscan monk in the 1500s, and you get to the boss. You knew where you were going to get to the boss, and I've got this crossbow. That's my weapon, and a little sword, and I'm a monk, for crying out loud, an actual monk. I've already gone through this totally massacred chapel, and I know there's this boss on the other side of this door. It's very obvious there's going to be a boss battle. So I enchant the crossbow. I get everything ready. I hit the door, you know, X button to open the door. And it cuts into a movie scene. Because you always went into a cut movie scene. And it was just beautiful. And this giant demon thing is in there. And I'm like, all right, we're going to get ready to fight. I'll probably die right away. You know, I'll probably die fighting him. But, you know, I'll figure out how to do this, right? It cuts into this beautiful movie scene where the monster's talking to you and then he calls you worthless and splats your character right on the ground. Just dead.
Wow.
Just like that. Dead. Wow. And that's it. Your character's done. And then it brings you back to modern time again. But they were just like dead. There was no nothing.
No, nothing.
It doesn't matter. You are paced on the ground. End of story. The game was just brilliant. I years
wow.
later, I still can't.
I never played this. This sounds like it had a lot to it.
I can't stop raving about this game. Now, I have no GameCube, so I have no way to play the game. I know there are emulators, but I hate emulators because a lot of times they do not work like they're supposed to. So it's almost worth me spending $50 on a used GameCube. 68 Mustang.
Well, I mean, if you pick the GameCube up and you know you can get the game, then you're good to go.
It's worth it. I need to just buy a decent used GameCube and the game and just play it. Because you know what it does not require to play that game, Greg? You don't need the internet.
I know, and that's one of my pet peeves you guys have heard me complain about before. I really don't believe that game developers and system developers should force you to purchase a product. Now, I know you're going to buy the internet anyways, and some of you are going to go, oh, what difference does it make to have the internet? The difference is you shouldn't be forced.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a requirement. You should be able to. What happens in your area if you just have a simple storm? And the power lines go down for 2 or 3 days. I talk to people, it happens all the time, different parts of the country. So those couple of days, you can't even game.
Yeah.
So it should be good that you can game, you know.
And for ones to say, oh, well, you can still play offline. There's still an offline option. True, there is. Fallout 4 does have an offline option. However, if it didn't save to the console, you have no update. So, and until everything is restored, and in my case, you got to go through all these steps to switch the system to offline only, which should be as simple as just going in and telling it play offline, but it wasn't. It was a 3-day fighting with the Xbox to get it to go offline, and by the time I actually got it resolved, I just had the internet back, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
It just, they should as a selling point.
It should.
It should be. The story mode should not have to be connected.
Yeah, you should not be required.
You should not have to.
Okay, that's my rant on that.
Okay, well, what we'll do is, another point we'll have to do is, we'll just do one where a little bit more in depth on the older games.
Yeah.
You were talking about doing that anyways.
Yeah, really.
Just kind of a touch on it. We're now at our destination, so we're going to gonna end this one. But thank you guys for listening. And we are on Spotify now. So, hey, check us out. Join our Facebook group. We'd love to have you there. Have a good day.